Wait a second, where's Simon Smith? Hello, Simon Smith. Excellent. Now, I'm not going to say it, Simon. Where
are you? Don't say it. It's the bane of my life.
I'm not going to say it.
I'm calling from just outside Brighton.
It must be very, very funny, though.
Okay. I heard it the other day. I'm 25, and I heard it the other day.
For the first time?
And for the first time,
nonsense.
I was so disappointed.
What do you mean disappointed? One of Randy Newman's finest couplets.
No, I think it was Alan Price, wasn't it?
Alan Price got the hit with it, but it was written by Randy Newman. I may go out tomorrow if I can borrow a coat to wear. Oh, I'll step out in style with my sooty smile and my dancing bear. Outrageous, charming, courageous, alarming. Oh, who would think a boy and bear could be well accepted anywhere? It's just amazing how fair people can be.
The old man kept telling me to turn it down. He was watching something on TV, and I said, but Dad, I haven't heard this for 25 years.
Yes, it's just wonderful. Anyway, Simon, if this was Simon Call, we could progress with that, but it's sports call. No,
this is true. Danny, I've got one or two things written down here.
Yeah.
And I'll try and whack through them as quickly as I can.
Mm-hmm.
They're all important.
Okay.
First of all, I was at the Brighton-Reading game today. I'm a big Brighton fan, obviously, living just outside.
Mm-hmm.
Reading turned up with a kit today that was... I don't know if you know, but they've stolen the sort of the QPR idea. They've got these hoops.
Hoops, yeah.
Blue and white hoops.
Mm-hmm.
That's their home kit.
Yeah.
They've turned up today with one kit, which happened to be blue and yellow hoops.
Yeah.
With blue shorts. And now anybody knows that Brighton play in blue and white.
Yes, they do.
And they've turned up here, and they've sort of said, well, this is our kit, this is what we're playing. And the referee said, well, the home team plays in blue.
Yeah.
And they've said, well, we've got a problem. So we've offered them our away kit, which is a sort of a Kewitt packet type red.
It is rotten,
I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
And they said no, we're not wearing that, we're wearing our kit.
How did you find all this out?
Well, I have my contacts. No, I heard it on local radio, the full details. But get this, the Reading chairman was the man behind the sort of big... standpoint from Reading's point of view, he owns the company that sponsored them, and he wasn't going to have his players running around in TSB sponsored shirts. I mean, is that right? You don't turn up at Man United with a red shirt, and that's the only one you've got.
It does seem a little short-sighted, to say the least. Yeah.
Well,
and what actually happened?
Well, in the end, we had to play in our second kit.
Brighton did at home.
Brighton played at home in their second kit. Reading would not budge.
I've never heard that before.
It's outrageous. I can't think of the game, but Tottenham once, either the team they were playing or they turned up, somebody wore the Tottenham reserve kit.
Mm. I mean, at the other side, but surely they must be fined within an inch of their lives. That's what they were doing.
Well, it's, you know, like I say, you wouldn't turn up at Liverpool with only red, would you?
No.
Everybody knows Brighton's blue and white. Everyone knows Millwall's blue and white. It's
the
mountain,
of course. And then, of course, Brighton went down.
But we must have prevented Millwall going up that
Brighton went down. I'm talking about you actually lost today, yeah?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was too...
too clever, you see.
No,
only one of us can be clever at a time, isn't
it? It was poor today. It was poor. It was unfortunate.
But how much of it was, inspired by them being shocked by looking around and seeing their teammates in their home?
It's not ideal match preparation, running around wondering what kit you're going to wear, is it?
No, it's not.
It's not ideal at all. And
you can get bogged. Well, I'd like to know the official view on that. I'm sure you can be fine for turning up and being belligerent and say we want to play like this. They might as well make them play in skins. All right, then, your shirt's off. Go and got a load of bibs. Why have goalposts? My husband said, I also put a couple of shirts there. We're going to play across the pitch. We don't want to play along the pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair. Get a bloke out the crowd to run the line, although I've suggested that many times.
I think they've got the referee out the crowd today. Okay.